From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spanish officials are debating their next move after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence following an October 1st referendum. But he stunned everyone by calling a suspension in order to hold talks with Madrid. Spain's Foreign Minister Afonso Dastis called it trickery.
Arribats en aquest moment històric,
Puigdemont said, "We have reached this historical moment to declare an independent republic," but he also said compromise is necessary. The Catalan leader has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration. Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, said the referendum was illegal and accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. She said any talks must take place within the law. Atlantic Council Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo said he is bewildered by the Catalan leader's words and deeds.
When you've gathered such momentum, stopping short of declaring independence felt underwhelming for a lot of the pro-independence movements and very confusing, honestly, because then they went ahead and signed the Declaration of Independence anyway.
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is set to address the Spanish Parliament later Wednesday on Madrid's reaction. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday withdrew from the court-ordered presidential election rerun October 26, insisting a lack of reform, the country's election commission will result in another fraudulent outcome.
The commission CEO was the coup plotter in chief, and his litany of senior secretariat staff continue to dominate the operations of the commission and stifle any attempt to initiate reforms at the commission.
His decision leaves incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta the likely winner of the election. This is VOA News.